that deals with the Mishmaras Kahuna, 24 Mishmaras Kahuna. And we spoke over the years about the Chshivas of it, the Inyan of it, and Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar. I won't go through that. I want to be Omer on another Nekuda. So each stanza reflects on one of the Mishmaras Kahuna that was killed, lost, and it plays on each one on the name on its name, what the tzara was and what and so on. The many mefarshim say over here that if we look at it, the names are not the same, and they say they're deliberately a play on negative tchunis of each mishmeres. In other words, the sense of the kinna is not only the loss. One of the things we lost in Beis Hamikdash is the inyan of Mishmaras Kahuna, which is an inyan of Natsmoy, it's connected big inyanim. But the Karhanim themselves, each and every Mishmer is guilty of something. It's like if somebody is a minister, if somebody is a minister of defense and something goes wrong, he bears responsibility. The Kahanim bears some responsibility. It's something that's important to understand for us to look at it. Our sense is we look at the world and we say there's Yidden that Lerleinu are not turned on, they're not Shem and Mitzvahs and so on and so forth. Baruch Hashem, we're Shem and Mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, we're Torah, Baruch Hashem, we're Marbitzah Torah. We've seen it a tremendous sense of satisfaction. In the Mishmaras Kahuna, it says, the Pasuk says, V'nosa Aaron es Avayin HaKotshim Asher Ekdishu Me'isor L'chol Matnes Kotshehem. Aaron carries the Avayin HaKotshim, the problems that come with the Kotshim that Klai Yisrael is Makdish. Rashi says over there, the Pasuk Pshat, not the Pasuk, he says, Losh HaSlicha. It means he's mechap on it. The tzitz, again, the other korbanis. Then Rashi says, Ve'afal pi kein, Einoi zoz mi mashmo, Aaron noises a masa shal ovid. Aaron HaKohen is one who carries the masa of the Averis. It says by the Leviim, it says, Aleviim yisra avoinim shal Yisrael, Shaleim lehazir azorim migeshes aleim. Leviim have the achrayas to make sure that nobody comes close to it. The Kohen Godel is tied with a Reitzeach because the Kohen Gadol is at fault someplace. His tefillahs would have made a difference. The being, whatever makom of hashpah a person has in Klal Yisrael, any superiority that we have to somebody else is, it's a maila, but it's a tviya, it's a taina. I want to read through a few psukim Yecheskel. Yesterday we heard that it's not only mutter, but it's kedai. This is a psukim I heard 29 years ago, almost. I went to Reb Noach Weinberg, and I was interested. I was talking about teaching Neshat Torah. He felt some reluctance on my part, and he read me a perek in Yecheskel. The words stand on their own. They need no pirushim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words. Ben Adam, he novi al roi Yisrael. Yecheskel, Ben, it's called Ben Adam. I want you to say nevuah now for the royim of Klal Yisrael. He novi v'amartalem leroyim. Say a nevuah especially for the shepherds of Klal Yisrael. Koyamar Hashem alikim. Hoi roi Yisrael. Asher roi moisam. Woe unto you shepherds who were meant to be the shepherds of Klal Yisrael. Halayatsoin yiru haroyim. The sheep are feeding the shepherds and not vice versa. Es achelev techelu. You eat the fat of the sheep. Vesatzemet tilboshu. And you wear its wool. Habriya tizbochu hatsoin leiterbo. And you bring karbonis and the fat ones, but you don't take care of the sheep. Es anacholos lechizaktem. You weren't mechazik those who needed it. Vesachoyle l'ripisem, and the sick sheep you didn't heal. V'lanishberes l'chavashtem, and the broken one you didn't bandage. Vesanidachas l'yeshivasem, and the cast aside one you didn't bring back. And he didn't go look for lost sheep. And you worked them hard. And they scattered out without a shepherd looking after them. And all chayes asada ate them up. And they became scattered. My sheep wander on every mountain. And my sheep have been scattered on every tall hill and on all over the world. Nobody cares, nobody looks for them. Listen to me, shepherds. Because my sheep became spoiled. And they became fodder for all the wild animals because there's no shepherd. And my shepherds did not look after my sheep, didn't search out my sheep. They pastured themselves, but not my sheep. I'm now turning to the shepherds. I'm going to demand back my sheep. And I will never allow them to pasture, to take care of my sheep again, to shepherd my sheep. I'm going to save my sheep from their shepherds. I'm going to look after and find my sheep. What do you mean? These were the Chashev Kahan, the Mishmaris. We as Klal Yisrael, every bit of Torah that a person is zeichet to learn, everything that a person is zeichet to have today makes him into a roya. When there's no shepherd around, it says kisira shoyer or ser. Anyone who sees a sheep wandering, it's not every case, not everywhere, not all the time, do we have the ability to find him. But we should live with the sense of achayis. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys Beis HaMikdash, the kina, every single one of the mishmaris, they're called mishmaris. Mishmar means literally a watch. So it's in both meanings of the word watch. But it comes from, Beis HaMikdash doesn't need shmir, but it's a mishmaris of Klal Yisrael. They're mimunan Beis HaMikdash. And if Beis HaMikdash became defiled, whatever oifin, the Beis HaMikdash became charev, it's their fault, it's our fault. When we take a look and we read and about something that they're doing, so down deep, there's sort of and so on. But it's our toyim, it's our sheep. If we see a sheep falling down, if I'm a shepherd and I see a sheep falling down a cliff and I say, Baruch Hashem, it's not me. But you're the shepherd. It's falling down is you. It's a tremendous tvia on the Sheiris Yisrael that whatever it is that we have in every circumstance, and again, a person needs to think where he'll do it, but to pat himself on the Achrayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is such a powerfully demanding nevuah. When we destroy the Beis HaMikdash, we talk about Titus HaRasha, we talk about Nebuchadnezzar HaRasha, and we talk about the Mishmaris Kahuna by name, and each name is a little diron. Because where were you? If Beis HaMikdash is charev, yes, because Klal Yisrael is averis. But I'm demanding my sheep from you. Where is it? The gdula that we have is the gdula of Klal Yisrael is because of Klal Yisrael. The royim of Klal Yisrael are royim because the Klal Yisrael is tzayin bnei adam. And if they're not that, then we're not that. It's a kinah that in its demand on the Mishmaris Kahuna is a demand on every person, Basher Husham, whatever it is. It could be a hello to somebody that will make a difference to him. It could be, it's not, a person can't jump off the cliff to save a sheep if he doesn't have equipment to jump off a cliff. But if a person sees a sheep and is a little bit lazy, to walk over and to sort of push it back, nudge it back into the corral or something of that nature, that's, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows the cheshbonus of what we can do, what we can't do. But to live with that, in this kinna, we're going to live with that tvia, that anyone who has any type of mishmar, which today is every single person in Klal Yisrael who knows something, he has the tvia on him, did you care for the sheep? Did you do something for the sheep? Eicho yashar yashar chavetzal osa shoroi, vedom amroi, nipi noisi